Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes on Sunday by email. And also, we have our blog, which is on the homepage there, Jim's blog, or at jimsblog.biz. And the blog will come to you if you ask us to, if you subscribe and use the Real Simple Syndication software, which you can get from us. It's also free. We'll send you the blog every day, and it's a multimedia blog. So I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. If you don't know what a blog is, well, go to my website and find out. Do a little education there. I think you'll find out that in your life, a blog, somebody's blog, if not mine, will be part of your future. And so we'd be glad to educate you about those if you want to. It's real quick. It won't take you long to learn. You can do all that at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And there are lots of other things there, including an entire library of information that Beverly Williams has deposited with us over the years, over the last, now in our ninth, count them, eight years, but we're in our ninth year with Beverly Williams. Beverly is one of the world's experts on home-based business. She is the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen by the SBA, and the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. She's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Always glad to be here with you.
It's good to have you back. Tell the audience what's happening right now in Garrett County, Maryland.
Oh, it is so beautiful. It is snowing, big, white, fluffy flakes. Well, some of them are smaller, and it's windy, too, but it's beautiful.
Well, Garrett County is a beautiful part of the world. Many of you will remember, I was there a month ago communing, being one with the Garrett County folks up there. Now, Beverly, does all that snow put you in the Hanukkah spirit, the Kwanzaa spirit, the Christmas spirit, or the holiday spirit?
For me, it's Christmas. Personally, when I am speaking with others, I try to remember it's the holiday season because it encompasses everybody's holiday.
Mm-hmm.
That's sometimes difficult to be so politically correct, but I do make the effort for the benefit of others. I appreciate when others remember that it's a Christmas holiday for me, but I respect the fact that it's Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and a few other things for other people.
Well, the thing about it, Beverly, is you know, I come down somewhere in the middle of this whole debate, and it sounds like you maybe you do too.
Yes.
As I have mentioned before, we have our cards that go out this time of year say, you know, peace and love and all the best to you and your family during this holiday season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's appropriate because that way we can, for one thing, we can buy one set of cards and we don't have to ask everybody, you know, how do you celebrate?
Right.
And or if at all. And so I think that's appropriate. And I think that's a very tolerant and frankly a very loving way to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
And I think that it's appropriate for me to say to my audience, happy holidays, mm-hmm. everyone, because there are people listening of all faiths and some of no faith,
mm-hmm.
who listen to the show. And I think that's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But when we start changing the Christmas tree to the holiday tree, I think that's a mistake.
I think
because and of course there is a Hanukkah tree, mm-hmm. or Hanukkah bush, I guess it is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But of course, Christmas this year is on Saturday. I'm sorry, on Sunday.
Sunday. Mm-hmm.
And this year, it isn't always so, but this year that evening, the 25th, mm-hmm. Hanukkah begins.
Right.
And also on the 26th, Kwanzaa begins.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's those. I don't think I ever remember those three coinciding like that.
No,
that close.
Not that close. Not that close at all. I agree with you, Jim. That and I am sort of in the middle. On a personal level, I don't want to take away from the fact that I'm Christian and I celebrate Christmas.
Right.
That's a very, very, very special time of the year for me, both for religious reasons and for personal family reasons.
Mm-hmm.
When my family gets together and I have all my children and grandchildren usually under one roof, I respect the fact that other people have different holidays. But I guess I feel that I want the same respect that my holiday is very special to me, and I want it acknowledged as Christmas. So it's a real difficult situation. And one of the things that I talk to people about in marketing is, you know, be different. Don't necessarily send out Christmas cards.
Right.
Make it holidays. And maybe we want to avoid this holiday altogether.
Hold on to that thought, Beverly. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Beverly Williams is our guest. Her book is called The 30-Second Commute. If you're home-based or want to be, you need this book. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Beverly Williams, the author, the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of The 30-Second Commute, the ultimate guide to starting and operating a home-based business. And that's available wherever books are sold, right, Bev?
Yes, it is.
Or from your website.
Including my website, which is www.beverlywilliams.com.
Check it out when you get a chance, folks. Beverly, what's the home-based business message as we head into the end of the year?
Well, there's a couple of things. One is keep on trucking. The end of the year is in sight. If it's been a rough year, you've got a new year starting, and start planning for it if you haven't already, which I hope you have. Start planning your tactics for next year. Beginning of the year, I'm going to be having a special series on 25 marketing tips for home-based businesses that you can do on a shoestring budget.
Are you going to share those with us?
I am.
All right.
I am. I would be happy to do that. So something to look forward to if you don't have your marketing plan together yet. The other thing is the realistic anticipation of what the holiday season is going to mean for you, both business-wise and personal. When you live and work under the same roof, it becomes even more difficult at this time of year to separate the two. They become intertwined. And that's good in some respects. It can create hassles in others. So really, truly look at your schedule and say, what can I realistically accomplish, both on a personal level and a business level at this time of year?
What are the chances, Beverly, that, and I'm gonna try to not make a chauvinist observation here, but I think it's a true one. I think it's an accurate one.
Yeah.
What are the chances that you're a lady with a family, with a home-based business, it's the first of December.
Mm-hmm.
You're responsible for the shopping.
Mm-hmm.
You're responsible for most of the home cleaning, that kind of thing. You've got a couple of kids. You've got your business. You've got, as you said earlier, relatives coming in. Because you're a lady, you're probably going to decorate. I wouldn't, but my wife is, and I'm sure you did, Beverly, and will.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at your December and you're saying, the only way I can make all this happen, including my work, is if I don't sleep.
No, there's another alternative.
Isn't there extra pressure on the ladies this time of year? Part of it is undeserved, but part of it is self-imposed.
Well, perhaps so. But maybe it's because the other gender has always assumed that is the female role. And therefore, it's going to get done regardless of what the female has to do.
So how does the other gender need to be instructed?
And other gender needs to be sat down along with other members of the household.
Now, that's careful now. This sounds like you're an indictment or something.
No. Family meeting. Family meeting time. And I have talked about this when you're first planning your home-based business, whether you're male or female. You sit the family down or anybody else who lives under that same roof and say, look, this is what I'm planning on doing. This is how I think it's going to work. This is what I'm going to do to try and bring in an income from this business. I really want to do this. I've planned it and I've thought it through. And part of what I need from you is not only your moral support, but your physical health as well in doing some of the other things that I might have done otherwise, and help them understand that just because you're at home doesn't mean you have 48 hours in every day instead of 24. That is going to be really, really important, is to share the responsibility throughout all the other members of the household. Ask for help.
So he says to her, okay, honey, I will promise to, I'll do the laundry more often, I'll vacuum more often, et cetera, et cetera. I'll make sure that the, you know, I'll help with the kids a little bit more, whatever. Mm-mm. But then doesn't he get to say to her, but look, you impose a lot of extra stress on yourself this time of year. That's just because it's how you think it ought to be. And it doesn't have to be that way. Could we just lighten up a little bit?
Sure. As long as he says it a little bit less accusatory than that.
Wait a minute. Hey, 2 minutes ago you were sitting me down.
You're right. It's sitting the whole family down, though, not just the male gender of the family.
2 minutes ago you were saying, right. Sit your rear end down there, boy. I'm going to talk to you.
You bring that out in me, Jim, every time. No, it really is important, you're right, to be realistic in your own expectations. And if you're not, for someone else to point out to you, you know, I'm more than willing, but I have my schedule too. I have to work. I have school. I have a lot of pressure as well. Let's look at what we usually do and see where we could maybe cut back a little bit and still feel in the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's, you know, not sending out holiday cards by snail mail now. Maybe it's doing it electronically. Maybe it's cutting back on the list, or maybe it is not going to every holiday party you get invited.
Maybe you don't have to do your own hand-painted letters this year,
exactly.
Cards this year. You know, maybe buy a few of them or something.
I've certainly done that. It really is important to be realistic. You're absolutely correct on that one, and hopefully someone can gently say, let's look, both of us look at, or all of us look at what we do and see where we might be able to take some pressure off by eliminating or scaling back.
And if it's the guy who has the home-based business,
mm-hmm.
you guys, you get to say to your other half, sweetie, this garland laying across my keyboard and the wreath hanging off the front of my monitor, it's really kind of getting in my way of the work. Could we just ease up on the decorations just a little bit?
Now, I know your wife.
Tim Till.
If there's a garland across your keyboard, you put it.
Tim Till, ladies and gentlemen. I think the garland is going around my neck. Tim Till, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with our good friend Beverly Williams. Peace on earth, a good will towards men and home-based business owners. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. No, it's not 23 after the hour. It's 53 after the hour. That's a 5, not a 2, ladies and gentlemen. It's also 7 till. Beverly, you got me. This is your fault.
I knew I was going to get blamed.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the lady who kept me from being able to tell time. She got me so excited a while ago. Anyway, it's good to have you back, folks. It's 7 till, and we're visiting with Beverly Williams, the author of The 30-Second Commute, the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of this outstanding book on home-based businesses. Beverly, what's your... Now, you're going to be back before Christmas, Kwanzaa,
yeah.
Hanukkah.
Right.
But... at least once, but what are your parting thoughts for us today on with regard to home-based business?
Well, it's been interesting in the last few weeks that I've had a lot of emails and telephone calls from people wanting to start business this year, before the end of the year. They want to get started, and I'm really concerned about how they're going to do that. It takes your full focus, whether you're already started or thinking of getting started. You know, be realistic. And maybe people don't.
Why are you concerned about it? It seems to me like it'd be a great time to go ahead and get started and sort of throw this year away, sort of do a shakedown and a little bit of a trial run kind of thing, so that you got, you know, you've made some of the early quick little mistakes, and by January 1st you got those out of your system. What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't think it's being very realistic.
Okay.
People who for instance, I had a meeting this week with someone who wanted to start a grooming business out of her home.
Mm-hmm.
She just moved in.
I'm assuming we're talking pet grooming.
Yes, pet grooming.
Okay. All right.
She has no money. A recent separation from a husband. Hasn't even started getting child support yet and is going for a loan.
Oh.
And thought she was going to get the loan.
Bless her
this
heart.
Week. And the reality check was pretty hard for her to take.
Yeah, that loan ain't happening.
Yeah. So that's what I mean by being realistic. And if you're not sure whether you are or not, talk with somebody else who, you know, whether it's somebody you know or somebody you don't know. Go get some business counseling. But be real careful about putting everything you have, both your emotions as well as your finances, into something that may not be realistic.
Well, Beverly, in a self-serving way, you know, I'm going to tell folks like I think people like that ought to realize, you know what, there's lots of help out there for free.
Yes.
To keep yourself from setting, to keep from setting yourselves up for that kind of a fall. I mean, you've got stuff on your website. I've got stuff that you've deposited on my website.
Mm-hmm.
That we've got. I mean, there's a million resources out there that are most of them are of which are free. That if you really are serious about this, you just go do a little research, do some due diligence. You don't have to be blundering around out there. There are people who've already, you know, go read something that Beverly or I've written. We've already done the blundering for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we've written about how not to do those things.
You can make a simple phone call to your local Office of Economic Development at the city or county or state government, and they will lead you to all kinds of resources as well as help you have a reality check.
Mm-hmm.
I had an email yesterday from somebody who says, well, there's somebody in the government should be helping me.
Uh-huh.
Well, they'll help you if you help yourself.
Right.
That's the bottom line.
Well, they will help you, but they won't. But they won't. What they won't do is save you.
They won't do it for you.
Yeah.
And that's what too many people want as well. And yes, they won't save you. You have. It's hard work being a business owner. I don't care where your business is located.
That's right.
But if you are being realistic, if you are really grounded in what you're doing and what your focus is, you can be very, very, and probably will be very, very successful. There are millionaires, billionaires who are home-based businesses. And you could be one of them if that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
If you face reality, if you really are, like I said, I can't probably say it often enough, facing reality.
Mm-hmm.
Is this real for me to expect?
But you might not even, but see, the thing is a lot of people don't even know enough about what you're talking about to know whether how to find what's real. And so that's where I say they need to go find those resources of people who've already been there. Beverly, is snowing in Garrett County. People are getting up to go to drive to work right now. Today they're going to be driving around in the snow up there grumbling a little bit. How about you?
Oh, I'm already at work.
You are.
I have my 30-second commute half an hour ago. I can sit here and enjoy the beauty of the snow in the mountains and not have to worry about driving in it.
You know, folks, the thing that we love the most about Beverly is she's a home-based business snob. Have you ever known a home-based business snob? She is. Hey, Bev, thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you. I always enjoy being with you in the audience.
Good job, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
I'll be here.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.